This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. 37,000 letters are going out to Medicaid recipients across the state today, warning them their coverage could run out July 1st if cuts to the state budget aren't restored. Nearly half the letters will be sent to nursing home residents who rely on Medicaid dollars for their long-term care.
This letter is scary, but it's not a tactic. I mean, this is the reality that we're facing.
Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden says this is the result of funding cuts that were approved by the House. But Representative Lance Harris, who voted in support of the budget, says these letters are premature.
It's an unnecessary political scare tactic done to intimidate and frighten the most vulnerable people into believing that they will be kicked out on the street if the governor doesn't get everything that he wants in the form of revenue.
The House cleared a budget with deep cuts to health care, passing the funding responsibility to the Senate.
We don't even know what the Senate is going to do yet. They may fully fund the Department of Health by the end of this week.
Danny Martini is chairman of the Senate Republicans. He agrees it's early for the administration to be sending out these letters.
We have every intention by the end of this week to come up with a budget, and we have no intention of putting these people out on the street.
Dr. Rebecca Gee is the Secretary of the Department of Health. She says sending out these letters is not something the department wants to do, but it's important to give people as much time as possible to plan.
We've really tried to underscore that these are real people. And we've told the stories. And it's just inaction. So unfortunately, we have to act, and it's not easy.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.